With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Star Rental Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. Happy Monday, a gorgeous Monday afternoon right here on Softy and Dick. Headlines, of course, are brought to you by our good friends over at VenueKings.com.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire. Inside a train wreck.
Need tickets for the Kraken coming up in October. Hawks in the fall. Dogs going to Ann Arbor. Maybe the opener for the Seahawks as well that same weekend in Indianapolis. Jump on the web, VenueKings.com. Use code Sophia at checkout for a little bit of a discount. So the Mariners yesterday.
Yay!
Getting it done again. They've won four in a row, 7 of 8. Shed Long, the game-winning walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning, 6-2 over Tampa yesterday. M's have a day off today before starting a mini two-game series with Colorado tomorrow at T-Mobile Park.
Devin Booker is a good basketball player.
Yes,
he had a 40-point triple-double in the Suns' Game 1 win over the Clippers. Believe it or not, it was his first triple-double of his career, and the Suns have not lost a game since the month of May.
Wow, and speaking of the Kraken, by the way.
Release the Kraken.
The team announcing today they've hired JT Brown, the first TV color analyst in the history of the franchise. 7 years in the NHL between 2011-2019. Tampa, Anaheim, and Minnesota. Did not play in the NHL. This year, Dick, but does have almost 10,000 followers on his Twitch channel.
John, very good. That's 10,000 more than I have on my Twitch channel since I don't have one. John Rahm buried two long benders on 17 and 18. It was very softy-esque to win the U.S. Open in his first ever major win. Louis Oosthuizen finished second for his sixth career runner-up finish in a major.
And we got some big news in the NFL. Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib, 20 and a half sacks in 5 years in the NFL, just in the last hour or so, became the first active player in the history of the NFL to come out of the closet as gay.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live.
41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, here we go. 302 on a gorgeous Monday afternoon right here on 950 KJR. Softy and Dick hanging out until around 5:15 or so. You might be asking, why 5:15? Why not the typical 7 o'clock? I mean, if we invest the time to get in our car or flip on Alexa or our Google machine and listen to you knuckleheads, we should get the full money. We should get the full 4 hours. Well, today we have NHL playoff hockey. Islanders and Tampa, that series tied at 2. The pivotal game 5 at 5:15 tonight right here on 950 KJR. So a short show, but a lot to get to in the short show as the Seattle Mariners, baby, just keep defying logic and winning baseball games. They have won 4 games in a row. They've won 7 out of 8. And I feel like we are now back at the same conversation we had a couple years ago where all the skeptics, all the naysayers, all the pessimists out there, Dick, will say, yeah, 38 and 36 is nice, but man, how can they keep this going with a negative run differential of 46, which is awful? So I don't know if they can keep it going. I would just say this. Number one, there's nothing wrong with saying that a baseball team is playing over their heads, which I believe they are. And then number two, and I asked this question on Twitter as well, I want to get your thoughts. If this baseball team were a stock, okay, if they were a stock, I'm not talking about the franchise overall, I'm talking about this particular 2021 Mariner baseball team. If they were a stock, would you buy more, sell it all right now, or hold on for dear life? So what is the optimism level? That's a good way to kind of judge, I think, what the pessimism, what the optimism level is of the fan base regarding this baseball team that has now won 7 of 8 games.
The Mariners have done nothing to sway us off our initial prognostication.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they're going to win 10 of 14, and then they're going to lose 10 of 14.
Right,
they're going
right.
to win 10 of 14, they're going to lose 10 of 14. And we said at the very beginning of the season that 71.5 was a stupid line.
Yeah.
They are better than that.
They got to go 34 and 54 the rest of the way.
But
they could play 20 games under and still get to 72.
But we also said they were not an 85-win team.
Mm-hmm.
We said they're somewhere in that high 70s. And I think that's exactly where they're going to finish, somewhere in that high 70s. Maybe they push it to 82 or 83, but I am a firm hold in your buy, sell,
for this year.
For this year.
Because, again, that's not going into next season. That's
correct.
Just talking about the 2021 Mariner baseball team.
Correct.
So, if you believe that this is as good as it gets, for example, you may just get out right now. Take your profit, pay your capital gains tax, and go home.
Well,
right?
Because then
you're taking bogey out of play. If they do fall apart, you're making money.
Oh, yeah. And if you're just talking about like overall wins, I think there is a better chance that they go under 500 the rest of the way than over 500 the rest of the way. But I don't think they're going to go 15 under 500 the rest of the way either. So, you know, if you're saying, if I'm thinking about a sell, I'm thinking about a team that barely gets to that 71.5 wins.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Well,
I just don't think they're going to finish, you know, 86 and 76 either.
Yeah, I mean, they're two games over 500. So, you know, they're on pace to be a 500 baseball team, basically.
Pace for like 83 wins.
Year. So I don't know anybody that would have turned that down when the year began. And I think, look, you know, for me, I realize that overall we have bigger standards, or we should have bigger standards. Hell, I'm not even sure what the standards are anymore for this damn baseball team, because they do such a great job of, you know, dumbing it down for all of us every year by blowing this thing up and telling us to expect a decent season in 2040. But there once was a time in this town where the standard was make the playoffs and compete for a World Series title. Right? It's only been 20 years since that standard. Jackson was 5 years old, for God's sakes. I think Jackson was a squid. He was an amoeba the last time the M's made the postseason.
A baby Kraken.
Yeah, so that is eventually, in the end, going to be the standard. But for now, what I want this baseball team to do is cross positions off the list.
Yeah.
So we can go into 2021 saying, all right, we know who our left fielder is. We know who our center fielder is. We know who our shortstop is, and maybe it's J.P. Crawford, maybe it's somebody else. We know who our first baseman is, maybe it's Evan White, maybe it's somebody else. We know who two-fifths or three-fifths of our rotation is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Justin Dunn and Logan Gilbert and Justice Sheffield and Marco Gonzalez and maybe even Yusei Kikuchi. I mean, Yusei Kikuchi this year, and we had this stat, as a matter of fact, on the radio show on Stats Are for Losers a while back on the program.
Stats Are for Losers.
Where I told you going into this season, Yusei Kikuchi had started 41 games in his career.
41 yards!
So, obviously, the question is, we asked you, how many of those 41 games did Yusei Kikuchi record an out in the seventh inning? How many times was he on the mound to begin the seventh inning? And the answer between 2019 and 2020 in 41 starts was 5 times, which is not good. This year, in 13 starts, he's done it 7 times already.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, he's gonna double his seventh inning appearances in 1 year versus the previous two. So he's pitching great right now. Logan Gilbert, in his last 4 starts, the M's are 4-0. He's got 25 Ks and 6 walks in those 4 starts with a .205 batting average against. J.P. Crawford in June is hitting the crap out of the ball, hitting .365. So much to a point now where people think he might be a freaking all-star. I'm not sure if I buy that, but some folks think he might be. The Mariners, you remember there was that exercise we did where we talked about how they're on pace to be the worst hitting offense in the history of baseball? Remember that at
absolutely.
One point? So they have raised their average from May to June 50 points in 1 month. Now, again, it's only been a couple of weeks, 3 weeks in June. This whole thing could fall apart. But this is what it takes, though, man, and it's not a lot. You don't have to be that much better if you want to be an average team in the majors this year.
Well, you mentioned Kikuchi, and we were talking at the beginning of the season, and I mentioned that he has an opportunity, not an opportunity that he would want, but he has the opportunity to be the worst free agent signing in Mariner history.
Right.
Right now, I firmly believe that that trophy is held by none other than Sean Figgins.
Mm-hmm.
And he has at least pitched himself out of that range. And he's also pitched himself into an opportunity where the Mariners might be able to get a bargain Yusei Kikuchi if they wanted to extend him, because they're not going to be paying him what they paid him before, which was $14.5 million a year.
Right.
He has certainly not earned anything close to $14.5 million a year, even if he finishes this season with a 3.5 ERA, which he has right now.
So they have a $16.5 million. They have 4 years of team options on him starting next year at $16.5 per year.
No.
But he also has a $13 million player option for 2022. So I don't know how that works logistic wise. If he's got to, you know, cash
so it's not
in.
A mutual thing.
It's not a mutual thing.
Okay.
No, I mean there's a team option and there's a player option for next year. So I think at the very least he could be playing
million.
For $13 million. But if he keeps this up, he's going to deserve it next year. I mean, obviously, if he keeps it up, there's a long ways to go. There's 3.5 months left of baseball, but he has been phenomenal, man. Since the 29th of April, Yusei Kikuchi has started 9 games. He's got 61 Ks, 17 walks, a 2.5 ERA, and a 173 batting average against. If he keeps that up right now, then I would love for him to exercise that $13 million option for 2021. Sign me up for that. The guy's 4-3 with a 3.5 ERA. Bottom line is, in the last month and a half, the guy's been one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, he has. And I don't know if we have to ask Corey Brock at 4 o'clock today, is it something that is completely different about Yusei Kikuchi mm-hmm. that you can point to and say, hey, this is a different pitcher, and we should expect Yusei Kikuchi to pitch like this for the rest of his Mariner career, however long the rest of his Mariner career is? Or is this simply what happens to a lot of pitchers? They go through a hot 2 months.
Right. Right.
You know, they go through a hot 2 months. And really, you know, obviously, as a jaded Mariner fan, our instinct is to say, it's a hot 2 months,
sure.
right? Versus
sure.
that we found somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's never had a hot 2 months like this, obviously, since he's been here. So, look, I don't know what the enthusiasm level is. You know, here's the bottom line, guys. They're 38-36. Like we said, they're 2 games over 500. They're 6.5 games out of first place. They have a minus 46 run differential, and they're riding a decent June. It's obviously ridiculous to throw a party mm-hmm. over this baseball team, but when you come off the series you came off, sweeping a team that won the American League, and you're watching the game last night the way I am, and that was like a freaking sportsgasm yesterday, man. You had the NBA playoffs, you had the U.S. Open, you had the Mariners all at one time.
Yes!
I didn't know what the hell to watch last night, for God's sakes, but I did, you know, have a chance to go back and forth and flip. And oh, by the way, it was also 85 degrees outside.
Yes.
So what the hell are you
gonna do? Do you have the TV on the deck yet?
No, not yet. But I got the iPad with the Xfinity Stream app, so I can watch it on there.
Yeah,
but I'm watching the baseball game, and I told my wife, I said, this feels so 2019-ish. And what I mean by that is you saw a game-winning hit, you saw people celebrating, you saw the stands behind home plate were packed, and nobody was wearing a mask. I mean, it kind of felt like 2019 all over again. So, you know, excuse me for being a little verklempt here maybe with this baseball team at times, and maybe a little bit dramatic with this team, because last night felt like maybe the biggest series win in God knows how long for this ball club.
Well, he beat a really good baseball team.
Really good team.
I mean, a team that was good last year, a team that's
43
good this year.
43-26.
I'm going to enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah,
I enjoy it for what it is. A great moment in a season that hopefully will have more, and a great stretch of baseball. But, I mean, it's hard for me to just think back. I had my birthday party at my mom's house on June the 12th. That was only 9 days ago.
Right.
And at the time, I watched the Mariners lose like their 7th in 9 days. All right? So this is only 9 days later, okay? So I'm not going to be super fired up that this is the indicator of something to come.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think this team is good enough to be in that high 70s, low 80s, and which would be a success for this year.
Yeah, I sense that most people agree with that. About their level of enthusiasm. I think a lot of people have been off the wagon for so long with this baseball team that getting them back on is going to take a lot more than being 38-36 on the 21st of June. You know, give me 5 games over and 2 games up on a playoff spot with a week to go, and then I'll get fired up, right? Tell me that they're in the playoffs in October, and then I'll get fired up. You know, I'm on the driving range talking to guys about the team, and to a man, I tune in September. When there's a month left to play.
For what?
For the Mariners. And then
what goes on in September?
And then I tune back out. Okay.
I mean,
they check in with the Mariners in September.
Well, if you check in with the Mariners in September, you're usually going to see a team that's 20 games under.
That's the whole point. They tune in and they check back out and they go watch the Hawks. So they'll jump on the wagon. You know, if things are good, they'll stay. And if they're not good, they'll back off. But I don't know if this team has something different going on here. I think the difference with this team, Dick, versus previous Mariner baseball teams, and I looked it up today, this is their best start in, it's only been 3 years, right? Like you're thinking, oh my God, 38-36, the best start since 2007. No, they were 46-28 3 years ago in 2018, and they won 89 games 3 years ago. That seems like 500 years ago.
And that was a bad run differential team too,
exactly,
wasn't it?
2018, they won 89 games. I don't know what their run differential was. I do know this, that there's been a lot of teams that have made the playoffs, and their run differentials have not been very good. Some even have had negative run differentials. So who gives a damn as long as you can find a way to win? And that's what these guys have done. They're in the clutch instead of wilting and peeing down their leg. They're finding a way to get that big hit. They win games in extra innings. They win the tight games in the bottom of the ninth, or if it goes to extras, they find a way to pull it off. And that is a talent, man. And the more of that you can do, the more that's going to happen.
89-73 with a negative 34.
Right.
That's amazing to be 16 crazy. Games over in a negative run differential. But hey, I mean, that's right now, that I think that's asking for way too much, but I could see 84 with a negative 40 run differential. They could do something similar to that, but I mean, to think they're going to be in the playoff race, I mean, I'm not even paying any attention to that narrative.
I just don't know what the question would be that's not completely tired that we could ask Mariner Nation. You know, what will it take you to get on board? You know, what's your pessimism level? What's your optimism level?
How many fans are yesterday?
We've done that. 18,000, whatever.
God,
we've done that.
80 degree
over,
Sunday, that's brutal.
Well, there's only so many tickets they can sell.
How many? But
they haven't gotten
18.
No, it's like 21 or 22. It's not that much more. Okay. Honestly, they're still very limited on what they can do. But you know, the same questions you ask over and over again. It's no longer up to the fans. It's up to the team. It's up to the team to put something together. They have everything to prove to this fan base that they are legit. And honestly, I don't even know if being in the playoff hunt in September will be enough to get people on board. I think you got to make the playoffs, and I think you have to make a run. Come playoff time, you really truly want to get people to buy back into this thing and have their kids want to go to games and make Mariner baseball a priority for young fans around the region. You have to do what you did in 95. You almost have to reset and do that whole song and dance all over again.
And you only need to do it once. I mean, 95 grabbed an entire generation
totally.
Of Mariner fans.
Yes.
So you only have to do it once. It's not going to happen this year, but it could happen next year with the right pieces put in play. And especially if this team goes in with a good feeling into next year and they took a really nice step from last year to this year, then you're going to have some expectations. They're going to start to spend some money. And then you're setting yourself up for getting crushed next year if they end up with an 80-win baseball team.
Right.
But you're also setting yourself up for a magic for the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, we're not breaking new ground here by throwing out a prediction that the M's are not going to make the playoffs. You know, nobody's going to go on the air and say, see, I told you, right, in October. I mean, that's insane. Nobody thought that was going to happen in 2021. But, you know, until it's over.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I would not throw in the towel on this baseball team. They're 5.5 games back. They've played 74 games. It's not even the halfway point of the season. And I'm kind of like you. You know, you're looking forward to having young guys emerge. Can Logan Gilbert keep this up? When's Jared Kelenic coming back up? You know, is Yusei Kikuchi going to keep this up? What about Marco Gonzalez? He hasn't been great so far this year by his standards. Can he come back and be the pitcher he was a year ago? Is Evan White ever going to play again for this baseball team in 2021? If he does, what does he look like? What does Kendall Graveman look like when he has a couple of weeks or a month now under his belt coming off the COVID list? So I do admit that you have to be a bit of a baseball junkie to get turned on by stuff like that. I do think there is something, though, and maybe it's just for this year And maybe it's not even a factor anymore because, Dick, as we know, the ballpark's been open now for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. But come July 2nd, to be able to get to go to a game and maybe see 30,000 people there. And I'm very curious to see what kind of crowd they get for that game. If I were the Mariners, what I would do is everything possible to pack that place, and that includes giving away free tickets.
Well, right now, and I just looked up, capacity is 68% right now, which is just over 30,000 people. So there was 12,000, 13,000 empty seats on an 80-degree day.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that, Dick. We're still, I mean, this thing, the state hasn't opened things up yet. You still have a governor telling you to wear a damn mask. I mean, people are still a little bit freaked out. I would be careful ripping the fans for not showing up to a baseball game on an 80-degree day when we're just coming out of and maybe are still in a pandemic. I mean, would you feel comfortable bringing your entire family?
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah, well, but you know there's a lot that won't, though.
Yeah, but you know where I stood on the whole spectrum. I was way on the more protective side.
I'm not in the mood to criticize fans for not showing up yet because you have all these conflicting messages from the state and the federal government and the Mariners. When they open things up and the coast is clear on July 2nd, I think then it will feel different. So we'll see. But again, blame the team. Don't blame the fans for not showing up. Blame the team.
No, I just said 18,000, and you were mentioning it was 20 or 21. There was a lot of empty seats there yesterday.
Let's get a break. 3:20. Shed Long is actually going to join the radio show in about 10 minutes right here on Softie.
All in one app.
Now back to Softie and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Didn't get a patch of green. 1-1. Hit well. That's going to get it there. To walk it off. Can you believe it? 6-2 final. Who's writing this script?
Well, according to our friend Ian Furness, who I'm sure got this off the Mariner game notes, the first walk-off Grand Slam since Richie Sexson in 2006. How about that?
Really?
15 years ago. And the guy who was responsible for the last one, I think he was 10 years old, by the way, when that happened to Richie Sexson. The hero, the man of the hour from last night's win, yesterday's victory with the walk-off Grand Slam, Mariner Shed Long with us on the radio program. Shed, how are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Just enjoying the day off now.
I was going to say, tell me about how today feels on an off day compared to if you would have lost that game yesterday. It's got to make today feel a little sweeter, huh?
Oh, definitely. Definitely made today a little smoother and, you know, a little more laid back and relaxed, but it was definitely a joyous day, too.
Well, you know, Shed, this wasn't your only clutch hit, for sure, in that series, and I'm wondering if the success that you had on Friday going the other way with that pitch to tie the game, does that kind of relax you when you have a situation like this just a couple of days later knowing, man, hey, I already just produced in the clutch 48 hours before?
For sure. You know, I mean, it carries along, and, you know, I think it's contagious just in the clubhouse because, I mean, you know, Mitch got it done, Seager got it done, you know, it was just... That's just the way things were rolling together as a team. So it definitely felt good to do it before. But, I mean, I love coming up in that situation regardless.
You want to answer that call, by the way? It could be somebody important calling you.
Could be the lottery.
No. I'm getting a pedicure right now.
So there you go. Wow. There you go. Are we going mani-pedi or just the pedicure?
No, just a pedicure.
I will tell him to answer the phone, for God's sakes. We're trying to tell your people to pick up the phone back there. Well, Shed Long again is with us on the radio show. And let's go back to yesterday, man. Talk about kind of what you're trying to get done there at that bat. Or do you go to the plate thinking, you know what, I might be able to pump this thing over the right field wall and win the game with a salami?
No, I mean, you know, I just knew that we just needed a hit to get it done. You know, we just needed to score one run. I mean, we just so happened to score four. But, I was just trying to just put the bat on the ball and really just, like I said, just get us a hit to win the ball game. Wasn't trying to do too much. And, I mean, just not doing too much just happens to result in that.
What were you looking for right there off Castillo? He obviously got the great slider, wasn't necessarily working on that well. Did you get the pitch in the location that you wanted, or did you have to adjust there on the fly?
No, I was looking. I just wanted something up in the zone. You know, he left the slider hanging, and I was able to, you know, put a good swing on that slider. But I was definitely just looking for something up in the zone. I know that he throws a lot of sliders, so I didn't want to, you know, swinging one that was down and in at my back foot. But, I mean, he left it up, and I just put a good swing on it.
Yeah, well, Shed Long is with us, and the phone is still ringing back there in the background. So where are you, by the way? What's the name of the place you're at right now?
I don't even know. It's a place in Bellevue.
Someplace in Bellevue. Well, tell them that they got to hire some more people to answer the phones, for God's sakes. And if they need us to put out the APB for employees to answer the phones at the nail salon that you're at, we will certainly do it. But Shed Long is with us. And, man, talk about just coming off the IL. Your first game isn't even until the 8th of June. What's that experience like when you're sitting out for almost 2.5 months and you can't play the game that you love?
Man, it was rough. It was rough, you know, especially watching the guys play, just not being able to be on the field with them and not being able to spend time with them, you know, it was definitely rough, but it was for the better, and it was for me to get well, you know, so, I mean, I took that time and I worked hard and got to where I'm able to be back on the field now.
One thing I've noticed about you guys this year, whether you're enjoying a four-game win streak or a little losing streak, you guys always seem to be pretty loose. You always seem to be having fun. And I'm wondering, where does that come from? Who is the instigator that makes sure you guys are a loose baseball team?
I mean, of course, Kyle and JP, they're at the front of it. But, I mean, you know, I think as a clubhouse in general, we're just, you know, it's a good group of guys. And we know that, you know, it's a business and, you know, we got to go out and we got to produce. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to have fun no matter what, whether you're a kid or whether you're a big leaguer. You know, you got to have fun playing the game. So that's the thing. We're just trying to come in and just, you know, make it as fun as possible and also take care of business at the same time.
Well, you're having fun last night. How much of a difference does it make? How much more fun is it actually for you to go to work as a player when you have fans in the stands celebrating with you yesterday like you did not have last year?
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. I love it, man. I love that the fans are back. I can't wait till next month we get back, and it'll be 100% open. So, you know, I'm looking to see a packed house at T-Mobile, man, and it's just fun having them back because last year it was no energy in the building, you know. So, I mean, it's not fun to play in that.
The hero from yesterday at T-Mobile Park, Shed Long, joining us here on 950 KJR. You alluded to JP a couple of minutes ago. I mean, can he sprinkle some magic dust on all you guys? Because he is absolutely on fire. What are you seeing from that guy right now at the plate?
Man, he better be in Colorado next month. That's what I know.
Ah.
Jeez, I mean, he is just amazing. I told him yesterday, I said, you are amazing, bro. Like, I mean, what he's doing is... it's unbelievable. I mean, you know, he just keeps us going, and he's setting the tone up there at the top of the lineup and in the middle of the field at shortstop. You know, I mean, it's great to see, and it's so fun to just have a front row seat and watch it every day, you know, day in, day out, and not just watching, you know, during the games, you know, watching his preparation, you know, in practice and before the game and stuff like that. You know, it's fun to watch for sure.
Well, Shed Long is with us. We'll let you get back to your pedicure, man, at your unknown nail salon out there in Bellevue, because I'm certain the phone's going to ring any second now on the air. But you mentioned it, man, July 2nd, they're opening things up. They could have 40-plus thousand people in the ballpark. And let me turn you into a marketing guy for a second. Why should people come out and pay money to watch this team play in person?
Nothing better to do in the summer in Seattle. I mean, come watch, have a good time, make memories. I mean, it's nothing better to do on a nice night in Seattle.
I love it. All right, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your pedicure and get a mani on us. All right, charge KJR for the manicure. We'll take care of it for you,
I'll make sure I do that.
All right, buddy. Thanks, we'll talk down the road. Thanks, man.
All right, y'all take care.
You got it. Shed Long with us on the air, who sounds like he's having fun. Sounds like he's relaxed
today. He's chill.
After
he's absolutely chilling.
After the big game-winning grand slam yesterday. Getting a pedicure out there to place in Bellevue that apparently needs to hire more people to have the damn phone answered. So good stuff from Shed Long. We've got a break. Corey Brock will join us at 4:05 from The Athletic and give us his thoughts on the Red Hot M's coming up on a busy Monday on Softy
and Store.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
All right, had a bit of a debate. Some would say spirited. Other was just say kind of useless, which I think most of what we do on this radio show is useless, to be honest with you.
Oh, there's honestly many more important things that people could be doing than doing a radio talk show.
Well, right? Or listening to one.
Or
I think the value the value is really negligible at the end. I think we have to really decide what the value is. But if we can maybe distract you from reality for an hour or so a day, then I think
that's
we're doing a good job. But the question was, why didn't the Mariners get more fans at the game yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful day. First time in a long time that people can get out and do stuff like that, you know, 30,000 capacity, whatever. And they had, what, 18 and change, I think, for the game yesterday?
18 and change.
Yeah.
And for the three-game series, 12.5, 14.5, and 18.
Okay, so what would be, in our minds, because I think we all agree that it's not just one reason. It's a myriad of reasons. There's never one. I think in this business, we tend to kind of look for one particular reason why something is happening.
Yes.
And I believe in this case, it's a plethora of reasons, but what would you say would be the number one, number two overriding reasons why the Mariners did not get 25,000 people yesterday?
Well, I would like to say it's because they stink,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
you look back at other years on beautiful summer weekends, and
mm-hmm,
they're getting 25, 28, 27, 28, and I look at their record at that time, and they're like 24 and 36, and
right,
they're still getting 24,000 people to a game because it's 80 degrees out. So that can't be the reason. So I guess the number one reason has to be either people are still hesitant to go to a game, or B, mm-hmm, they don't even know that tickets are available to go to the game.
Yeah, they think they're maxed out, for example.
Right.
So I'm looking at June 22nd of 2019, 2 years ago, because nobody can look at anything in 2020.
Correct.
There weren't fans there.
Correct.
So skip the year, go to 2019. June 22nd, the M's were 34 and 47. They were 34 and 46 going in. So they were eight games. They were 12 games under 500. It was 60 degrees outside.
Oof.
On a Sunday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, sorry, and they drew 27,484 against the Baltimore Orioles, who are a horrible baseball team.
On a cold day, and too.
We're a horrible baseball team. So, look, I'm not blaming anybody for not going.
No, and nor am I. I just,
yeah,
I'm kind of confused. I was surprised to hear the attendance was at 18,000.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm as confused as you are. There's certain things that confuse me that don't confuse you. And there's certain things that confuse you that don't confuse
yeah,
me.
That's probably fair.
And now I've confused everybody with the last 15 seconds. I think it's absolutely a combination of a million factors. Number one, the team isn't very good, right?
But I mean, that we can throw out because we have evidence that the team's even worse in prior years,
right,
and they get way more fans.
I don't think we can throw it out because this is now 2 years later. This is 2 years into a rebuild that some folks thought would be over by now and the team would be turning a corner.
Okay.
All right? I mean, look, at some point, people just kind of lose interest. There's just not as much interest in the Mariners right now for whatever reason. That's a factor. Maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 50%.
Okay.
We're coming out of a pandemic. Some folks are still concerned. Some folks may not have as much disposable income to toss around because some folks have lost their jobs. I also think a part of this, and I hate to say it, but it's true. I have a lot of people I know, as I'm sure you guys do too, that have a very negative perception of downtown Seattle right now. They don't want to go into Seattle. Why should I go into Seattle? I can watch the game on my deck. I can watch the game at home. I have a fridge and a bathroom 5 feet away. I'm not worried about driving through downtown or even parts of SoDo, whatever. Let's face it, Dick, there are some folks that have a negative image of what's happening in our city right now. I think all of that, when you throw all that into a bucket, you got what you got yesterday. Now, if we're sitting here in a year from now, right, and the city's been cleaned up, and the pandemic is over, maybe we're sitting here with 18,000 people on a Sunday. I think you start kind of wondering, hey, what's going on? Have they lost another generation of fans? Have they lost more people in the last couple years? You know, also the team wasn't very good, obviously, in those games that and those years that we talked about. So I don't know, man. You know, again, I think we sit here and tend to look for one reason why something is happening, and it's obviously all those things together. I also think if we're talking about an extra 5,000 people or whatever it would have been that could have gone to the game yesterday, that's an extra 5,000 people out of 3 million in the corridor, in the Tacoma, Seattle, Everett corridor. Is it really that big of a difference when it's all said and done?
It is.
When you compare it to how many ticket holders are potentially out there?
It is, and here's why. They got 66,000 for that three-game series 2 years ago against a crappy team, and they were a way worse baseball team at that time. 66,000. They got 44 this time.
Okay, right, but that's 10,000 a game, right?
Right, but look at the percentage. That is a 33% drop in attendance. And in the things that we're mentioning, these other reasons, it's, you know, it's bad to be down, going downtown Seattle, or they're afraid to go to the game. And you would think that each one of those factors might contribute to 5%. But how do you get to 33? I mean, that's a huge drop off.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but I think all those things together get you to that number. All of them. I mean, when was the last time you went to downtown Seattle with your family and your kids? And walked around and had dinner, had lunch before a game.
Oh, last weekend. We went to San Juan's. We went on the Clipper.
Yeah.
We went downtown to the Clipper.
You got on a boat.
You got on a boat, but you asked when we went there.
Right. But I'm saying hanging around downtown, like walking around with your kids. I mean,
we walked the waterfront before we got on the boat.
I mean, Pike Place Market is fine. Belltown's okay. But, man, the further east you go, it's not fun. Yeah. There's certain places I wouldn't want to go to, for crying out
loud.
So I think all of that is a factor. I'm curious to hear on the text line at 49451 for text testimonials. If you have not yet been to a game this year, why haven't you been? Just out of curiosity, right? I mean, look, you don't want to go, you don't want to go. You're not fired up for the baseball team. The tickets are too much money. You don't want to go downtown. It's just you're still concerned about the pandemic. There's a million reasons why. What would be the one or two reasons for you why you haven't been to a game yet at 49451 for testimonials coming up 4:45? Rhea Hughes from WIPP will join us on the radio show at 5:05 as well and talk about why the Sixers aren't playing anymore in the NBA playoffs. What a freaking disaster that franchise has turned into. My God, you talk about a window with LeBron not being around, and they blew that big time. So we'll talk to Rhea Hughes about that before we get to Game 5 of the Islanders in Tampa Bay coming up 5:15 right here on 950K.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.